Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Welcome to the show. As you can see, we finally got our new intro to the show edited and turned out of the studio. And of course, if you're familiar with the music, you know that that great music came from one of our partners on the show, Mike. So thank you, Mike, for doing that. It sounds incredible. As always, yeah, thanks, Mike. As always, as you know, we're on once a month to bring the three of us together to, you know, bring in the energies of Saint Germain. And to find out more about this show and other shows, go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, I just kind of like to give out a couple different websites. Of course, all these links can be found up on the spiritualconnectionsradio.com website. But to find out more about the great channel we have on Brigitte, you can go to her website at lightbridge101.com to find out about the different events she's doing around the United States this year. She does a lot of her events out of the New Jersey area, and then she has a great retreat that she offers. So make sure to go to the website and check out all the great work that she does. I've done a lot of work with her over the years, so I highly recommend if you're looking to have a personal experience of channeling or energy work, either in person in her studio at the Lightbridge Center, or she does it sometimes. I guess I don't want to say sometimes better on the phone, but I think it's about the same. Because a lot of people, I think, are kind of like, well, you know, is it like if it's done over the phone, is it as good? And the answer is yes. So, it's a common thing I think we've actually talked about in the past, and that is sometimes it's better if you don't see the person and actually do the work, because then, you know, then nothing can come into play with the energy that's coming through. But a lot of people do have that question. They're like, I don't know if it works remotely. And the answer is yes, it works fine. So as you heard the great music by Mike, he'll be playing some more of that music on the show today. You can download his music and a lot of the collaboration work that him and Brigitte are co-creating out of the Lightbridge Center. So if you want to pick up any of the Galactic Council channelings or any other work that they do together out of the center, those recordings and a lot of the different compilations that Mike has put together are available on his website at Mike, and that's let me just do it as www.mike, and that's SNYDERCC.com. And, of course, I'm markarawson.com for all the different services that I provide. And with that, since I seem to be not fully grounded from coming back from Portland yesterday from a spiritual retreat, I'm going to turn this over to Brigitte.
Fantastic, Mark. Like, I'm more grounded just before I'm going to channel. Very nice. Well, greetings, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And this time I really want to just talk about the purpose of this radio show once again. Saint Germain is very much an ascended master who is all about transformation and change. And there's really a process to a transformation that sometimes can be a little bit uncomfortable because it is about letting go of the old and bringing in the new. It is being willing to bring opposing aspects together, merge them to create something new. It is really about becoming the alchemist in your own life and also, therefore, assist others to do it the same. And we don't have to do this alone. And all of you know that this is the Aquarian age, and we've gone on December 21st, 2012, through a big shift in time. A new time span has begun, the 5,000 years of Aether. And so it is very much in the Aquarian age about teamwork, collaboration, working together, finding ways to allow yourself to receive necessary support to be able to get things done. We are so used to old ways of getting things done and kind of also are not always that comfortable necessarily with asking for help and support. And it is about finding new ways of teamwork, new ways of exchange, new ways of letting the energy circulate. And so this radio show, I'm kind of excited because we've really created this, having a group of three, Mark Rawson, Mike Snyder, and myself. And we all bring a unique aspect to this radio show to support you, to help you in your transformation process, to allow you this 1.5 hour to just receive it in form of energy healings, receive it in form of words of wisdom, support, music, you know, all these different ways. And all three of us really are only, in this case, the bridges to allow higher frequencies of love and light from the hierarchy of light, from those who've walked the ascension before us through lifetime after lifetime, and who are now those who are called ascended masters who are supporting us to do the same. I think the most famous ones are those like Buddha, Jesus, and Saint Germain, of course, too. And we are the bridges, but we are really only showing you what you can do yourself, too. But in these 1.5 hours, you have an opportunity to just allow yourself to receive, to not have to work so hard, to not have to do anything, but just be open to receive. And really, the winter months, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, are very much about that, going into the quiet realm, going into the darkness, going into the depths of your own inner self and allowing yourself to receive. And so Mark Rawson offers a diksha, and I'm sure he's going to talk about it in a minute a little bit more too. And in this diksha blessing, you're receiving this incredible blessing, which is bringing you a vibration of your true divine essence down to you to help you and support you. Why Mike, who channels the hierarchy of light through words too, so you can definitely get a reading from him too, and same with Mark Rawson, but through his music, so you're touched by the music being universal language in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your own being, and you receive shifts and changes and healings through that. And then when you're just all warm and mushy and all fuzzy inside, that's then when they end and when I'm going to start bringing through either Saint Germain or one of the beings of love and light. Sometimes it can be an archangel that Saint Germain holds or someone who wants to support the process to help you in this time of deep transformation. And I don't know about you guys, but winter is always a little bit tough on me. Not for those, of course, who are living in Florida and in the south, but who are further north, because, you know, it is not always easy when you are in the midst of all that cold winter time, the darkness and the ice and whatnot, to just not lose direction, lose that sense of divine purpose, lose that sense of that there is spring that's yet to come. And so in our own life, sometimes we feel that too, when we feel that we are walking on a stretch, we're really feeling a lot of obstacles and a lot of challenges, and we're really learning about ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, and feeling a little overwhelmed as we not necessarily see where all of this is taking us. And it's easy then to fall into doubt or to feel like you're failing. you know, a friend of mine, she's gone through tremendous challenges thinking she was creating this whole new structure only to find out that it wasn't really part of what she was passionate about. And so at first it felt like all this waste of time and why didn't I see it right away? Why did I fail? But yet in this whole process, she also had a great opportunity to learn about herself and what she really needed to offer. So there is no failure. There is no wasting time. You're living in a society where when you kind of do nothing, then you're wasting time, but it's not true. As long as we are willing to stay in touch with ourselves, to not disconnect from the pain, but to be willing to sit in that discomfort, to transform and transmute it into love and light, we will find that in the end of that dark tunnel, there's a tremendous light. And I promise you, I've been there, and those who've been there, I think Mark and Mike can both talk about it, right, Mark? You've been there more than once, that the deep, dark night of the soul, right?
It's actually been relabeled the year dark night of the soul.
For some, it's a yearly thing, a monthly thing, but it's really the process of transformation, and we've forgotten it. Because the veil covered it up. It's not like we haven't been through it before, but the veil covered it up, and we are now in the midst of the masses going through the same things over and over again, remembering over and over again, so that we feed this path that we're treading into the collective consciousness. And so it's really learning this alchemical process of releasing what no longer serves us, whether it's belief systems, habits, whatever it is, but letting go. Letting go, being willing to fully detach ourselves, but not out of fear or not out of giving up, but really saying, okay, I am an open vessel of my divine essence to work with me and through me and to guide and direct me at any moment in time. So it's really about finding ourselves back to the present moment. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle, and there are so many who talk about the power of now. And that is truly the early moment. And when we are in the dark night of the soul, we are reaching into the past and wanting to know the future. There's all this struggle going on. But if we allow that pendulum slowly to go back into its center point, into that point of stillness, then the shift can occur. And it can't be forced. You know, we always talk about it. How long will that take? Oh, my God, we can't force it, but we have to allow it to happen. But I promise you one thing, and I've seen it. The more conscious you are going through it, every time you're going through it more conscious, every time it feels a little different, every time you're reprogramming your cellular memory a little bit more, and it's different. It's not as painful. Yes, there are moments that are still very frightening, but they're shorter. They're not as long. They're different. So don't lose your trust and faith in all of this. There is a divine purpose in everything, and you do play a very important role in the transformational process here on Earth, simply already because of your willingness to be present at this time. Because when you look at these terrorist groups like ISIS, where when you look at the aggression that is shown in places like Denmark, I mean, Denmark, out of all places, is the most civilized and care-loving people, where you would never expect someone to go crazy and start shooting and showing a form of terrorist act. Well, I don't know if it's considered a terrorist act, but when things like that happen, so drastic, it's like, what is going on? There's so much turbulence, chaos. But as you study spiritual work, they always talk about this chaos prior to or during the birth of a new consciousness. And we might want to see this happening in one day, but really we're just at the beginning of the Aquarian Age. We're at the beginning of this new 5,000-year time period. And just like a child, a baby, just learns to walk, these are the most fundamental and most important times for this new age that we are creating, but they're also the most challenging, the most turbulent, as I said before. And so there's a deep gratitude by the Hierarchy of Life for all of those of us who said, take me, I can do this, I can come down here. I bet there are moments where you probably think, like, what was I thinking? I know I do that frequently. But still, there's a deep gratitude. And if anything I want you to feel tonight, it's that deep gratitude that the Hierarchy of Light, that the angels and the masters have for you, having chosen to be here at this time. And it is so important to release all these stories about, you know, about the four and heaven, and there are those angels who are dark and those angels that are light. It's important that you focus on the light within yourself. Don't participate in the drama outside of yourself. Focus on your inner light. Bring yourself back to that inner light over and over again. Because by feeding into the drama, you're just strengthening the chaos, and you're not helping yourself with that, and you're certainly not going to change what's going on around you either. So it's always and foremost using the power of transformation to not get caught in the drama, but to find a way to bring yourself back into that center point. And before we go over to Mark again to talk more about Sudiksha, I want to say one more thing. I'm sorry, I know it's been more than I usually talk. But in this case, I find it very important to remember that in all of this transformation you're doing, in everything that you're doing, and now I lost my train of thought, but it was an important point. I know it probably will come back later, or St. Germain has to bring it through. But in this, not getting pulled into the drama, being kind and loving to yourself is the key. And the key is to not think you have to do it alone, but to reach out to your fellow friends and to be honest when you need help. Not hide your pain or your feelings, but to say, listen, I'm hurting. Is there anything you can do to help? You don't have to walk this path alone. It is incredibly important that you do reach out and that you do find ways to connect over and over again, because I think we can all talk about this. You need each other to get through this. It is intense transformation. It is why St. Germain is supervising right now all the happenings here on Earth because of the intensity of transformation. Don't try to do it alone. It's not going to be beneficial to you to go into your cocoon by yourself. Reach out. There is someone there to help you. I promise you. And with that, Mark, are you going to talk about the phone number? Usually around, so first, Mike is going to play the music. Mark is doing the DJ he's going to talk about right now. And then afterwards, I will bring through whatever master and angel is going to come through. Most likely we'll start with St. Germain. And then around 9:10, 9:15, if there anybody who wants to ask a question, Mark will announce the phone number again. But usually before 9, we are not taking any callers. Be aware of that, so you can start calling in around 9 o'clock. And with that, handing it over to Mike and Mark, either one of you. If you want to share anything, please, it would be great.
Okay. Well, as I always like to do once a month, I like to explain to people a little bit about what the Diksha is and stuff like that, that I'll be sending out by intention. While Mike is playing the music in the next couple minutes. Diksha is something that comes from what's called the Oneness University, from an avatar called Sri Bhagawan out of India. And it's a special energy creation that's used to basically give the individual person who receives it the ability to remove the illusion that there's any separation between you and whatever God you believe in. So that's probably the simplest explanation of it. What I get from feedback from people who are very energy sensitive and have been able to notice how the Diksha impacts them remotely, as we were talking about earlier, or in person, is that in every situation, it basically is a energy transfer that comes from your divine that gives you whatever you need for your highest good in this moment. During this process. So As always, as I mentioned it, the intention for this is that this Diksha will be embedded in the replays. It also will be going out to anybody listening to the show and anybody who wants to listen to it later. And for some people, it enhances their meditations. It increases their spiritual abilities. It balances their energy or all of the above. So I don't do anything more than just set the intention that it goes out to the replay and to all the people listening, and that it goes with the intention of sending it out for your highest good. So that's Diksha. I am a Diksha blessing giver. I actually got trained and attuned to do this work, which just allows me to hold space to allow this energy to go out to all of you to give you this blessing for whatever it is that you need. So I wish lots of love and energy to all of you as we do the work this evening. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, you guys covered it all. I'm ready to play some music.
All right.
Okay. All right. So everybody just relax. Allow yourself to receive. Be in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Connect with your spirit guides, with your guardian angel, whoever. And just receive. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love that I come before you on this, for some cold, for some warm evening. And now that we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, are present at this time surrounding you with love, with encouragement, with empowerment, because never forget that you came here to Earth to support the ascension process for Earth. And so you have gone through a series of initiations, through a series of healings and heart openings in your lifetime, as well as past lifetimes. And as you continuously open up your heart further, you most certainly also become more sensitive, more open, and you can pick up a lot more of the energy currents that are happening around you, which is important. Some of you see it as a hindrance, but in truth, it is exactly what needs to happen, as you need to be able to identify more clearly as to when you feel something, when it is yours, and when it is something that is occurring on a global level. So, knowing all of you, many of you felt in the last few days leading up to what you lovingly call Valentine's Day, what was leading up to that day is certain heaviness in your heart. It felt difficult to focus. You might have even thought about some outer circumstances that created this, but it didn't fully anchor into your mind to recognize that these depths of feeling at this point cannot just be yours, that there's a very global shift occurring and will reoccur on regular levels frequently in this time of transformation. And it is because of those of you who are open enough and sensitive enough that can feel the discomfort, that can feel the shift, and learn, instead of making it simply their personal shift, to acknowledge that what happens to you also happens to all, and expand your consciousness beyond that, what appears to be only your own personal relationship issue, your own personal heart issue, your own personal business issue, to expand it and realize that as you deal this, the underlying pain, the underlying discomfort, the underlying anger or angst, that it is not just yours, that it is humanity's as a whole, that it is Gaia's as a whole. And at that time, we ask you to step back and to stop and to expand your consciousness, to remember who you are. Not only are you an aspect of Gaia, an aspect of Earth, because you're in human form, not only are you an aspect of the human body and the human soul, but you also have a solar essence, a solar heart, and a galactic heart, and a universal heart. And so it is for you to remember to reconnect, to remember to reach upwards and outwards to your source essence, to your Mona, to your umbrella soul energy, to then bring it down to support you, instead of simply allowing yourself to sit in the misery or in the discomfort or in the fear, but to do your mightiest to reconnect, your mightiest to remember that it is not all about sitting in a cold place or being at a job situation that feels uncomfortable, or not having a job at all and not knowing what tomorrow brings. It is about so much more. Every single one of you. You're not doing healing work only because you put your hands on someone and you send the higher frequencies of love and light through that person. You're not simply a healer because of the music you play or the poetry you write or the artwork you paint or the person that you touch in the store. You are one of the galactic healers here on Earth. That means you are working on a much more global level. You're working directly on the matrix that is surrounding Earth, every single one of you. So when life feels pressing upon you, shift yourself out of your physical body upwards and look down. And look down with your true inner eyes, not with your human eyes, not with your physical eyes, but with your solar, galactic, and universal eyes. And you will see. You will see, you will sense, you will feel. Some of you very much already recognize that when there is a tsunami warning, when there are certain earthquakes, when there are certain big storms that are hitting certain areas on the earth, you can already feel it. And this will only become more important in the days ahead because all of you who listen to this radio show, you are part of my team. You are alchemists. You are those who transform discordant energies into love and light. And yes, you connect with other masters too, whether it is with Jesus or Sananda, the higher essence, whether it is with Buddha, Muhammad, whoever you connect with, Allah, it does not make a difference. You're still here to assist in the transformational process here on earth because of the light that you hold close to your heart. It is because of your divine essence. And so in this, remember your source energy. Remember where you're really from. And of course, you can go all the way back to source, God, creator, all that is, the great spirit of all that is. But that's not what I'm talking about. You all came from a source place prior to preparing serious different incarnations before coming to Earth for the Earth work that you were meant to do. You found a place up out among the stars that is your home, that holds your home environment. Whether that home environment is a beautiful garden, mountain summits, whether it is not substantial or physical at all, but beautiful colors or vibrations or tone or consciousness. Or for some of you, it is an underwater world, beautiful, with all different kinds of colored shells and different colored fish, the light hitting the water, and you have that as your home, as your source home, as the place where you have brought in all these unique gifts that made you important enough to say, yes, I want to participate in what some might call Mission Impossible. I choose to go to Earth to assist in the vibrational frequency shift. I choose to feel the density of that human body, even so I haven't had a human body in such a long time. You chose to come here to Earth and said, I want to deal with relationship issues. Even so, you know that there isn't any separation, that there's only oneness, and that relationship is with everything around you. You said to yourself, you want to feel the pain of separation and reunification, of one relationship moving into another. You said that because you held some unique gifts within you. And it's time for you to remember another level of those gifts, to open yourself up, to open some of your codings within your DNA up, to remember your galactic coding, to remember your universal source frequency. Because for some of you, it is even in another dimension, in another universe. And don't ask about what is the name of the planetary system, what is the name who I've had. It is not important to what the mind thinks. What is important is to what the heart feels. And so now, let's take a little journey, a journey of remembrance. And so I invite you now, as I step back and I let someone else take you on the journey, while I'm doing that, I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every in-breath and out-breath, let your muscles relax. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own inner self. as I am now going to bring through our Galactic Master, Commander Ashtar, who wants to be present to take all of you on that inner journey to your source system that feeds you, that supports you, and that wants you to fully reconnect in your own way. But the time for a deepening of your connection is now. I will step back now and hand it over to Commander Ashtar. So while I do that, take some deep breaths in and out, and just allow yourself to float in the vastness of your own inner self. Greetings, my dear friends. Some of you are known to be space cadets in your own right. Some of you think yourself as being very grounded and very earthy. But I, Commander Ashtar, remind you that you all are star brothers and star sisters who've come down to Earth to support the Galactic Federation that in turn is supporting Earth in the transformational process that not only is affecting Earth, but is affecting the whole galaxy and the whole universe and all the parallel universes. Because what happens to one happens to all. So take a deep breath and simply allow yourself to feel that pull, to feel that calling from that inner place, that place that you know to be your own inner personal star portal. You don't even have to think about it. Just simply allow yourself to be magnetically pulled toward it, because it is time for you to step through that star portal, out of your body, out into space. But we don't simply want to just do an inner journey. There is a purpose behind this, and that's why I wanted you to simply allow yourself to be pulled into that light of your Stargate. We've supported your Stargate to be maneuvered into a specific place of your body that needs to reconnect with your source energy, with your source place, with your source home, so to speak. And so as you leave your body, you're not just leaving, but you're bringing with you an energy connection, an energy cord. And this energy cord, you will link with a specific place at your home, at your source planet, or, shall we not call it planet, source system, whatever feels right to you. We do not want your mind to limit yourself as to what you can experience, especially for some of you that will feel guided to go through the center of the Earth and shift into other dimensions through the heart of the Earth to find your way home. And so allow yourself to experience the multifaceted world of all that is in your own unique way. But now that this cord that is coming out of your body is necessary for you to then more effortlessly and more easily connect with that home energy to assist and support you. So take a breath, deep breath, and allow yourself to sink deep within your own self. Some of you already have entered that star portal. That's beautiful. For those of you who have too much listened with your mind to my words, just allow yourself to be pulled into that portal, into that light, that also becomes a tunnel or that energy cord that your consciousness is now part of, that allows you to travel upwards and outwards. And we want you to not think about the direction this is moving. Just simply allow yourself to experience moving into the direction that your star portal has moved you towards. It is already encoded which way you automatically will be guided to be pulling towards, because there's a rhythm, there's a heartbeat. It's a part of you that you've actually left behind. It's a part of you that is calling you home. And so allow yourself to travel in whatever form is appropriate to you, to your soul essence, back to where you originally came from, fully ascended, fully aware, getting ready to commit to Mission Earth. So when you find yourself getting closer, you can already feel a shift, a change, a sensation. Allow yourself to feel that, and to feel the nurturing of that sensation. And when you find yourself re-entering that place that is your original home system, among the galaxies, among the universes, among the many, many star systems, you will find your own unique home. Allow it to open up to you in whatever form you remember. If you don't see it, don't work so hard. Just allow yourself to feel it. Because some of you did not have the outer sight. You were simply a consciousness, and you felt, and you heard, and you sensed, and you had an inner knowing. But you did not have eyes, so to speak. You had different kind of abilities to connect. And so now it is about reconnecting, about feeling the welcoming of that part of you that has stayed behind, to then at the appropriate time remind you of who you are. Remember, time and space is very different than what is always interpreted in the human form of existence. So that part of you, just like some are able to translocate and bilocate, that part of you has always been there, and it's welcoming you home. And it's embracing you, and it's showing you who you are. Again, if you can't see it, allow yourself to feel it, to feel who you are. That part of you is showing you your gift, showing you this vision of how you already applied your gift on Earth so naturally, so easily, without even thinking. And so let yourself be shown. Be shown your gift and who you are within your true heart. and let that part of you assist you in merging back into oneness with that part that you've left behind. Become one again. Become one essence. Because from now on, it doesn't have to be waiting for you. You know where to go. You know that that is there for you. And so now, through this alchemical merging, through that oneness, that part, that energy cord, is deeply connecting with your soul system too. It is becoming part of where you're from. Just like the silver cord always brings you back to that physical body of yours in human form, this energy cord will always take you back to this source system. For some, a home planet. For some, a home consciousness. For some, the blissfulness of unification is what they consider to be their lost family or lost home. So as you are now in your soul system, if you take a deep breath, feel how there is a radiant light flowing down from where you are all the way down to your human form. And see that happening. See how you are now, through conscious choice, can allow yourself to feed your physical body. And as you do that, watch how it affects your cellular structure, how it affects your DNA, how it affects your brain functions, how it soothes some of the discomfort because you felt sometimes so alone or misunderstood, overwhelmed by all those challenges, all the things that need to get done. And so observe also the ray, the color, the essence of the ray that is going down and that is flowing towards your body. There's an important message there for you. It shows you a little bit more about who you are, what vibration you work with. What at the core is your greatest support? And yet also, while you're in human form, most likely your greatest challenge. Use your breath, even so that part of you is up at your source system and your physical body is still in the room where you've left it behind. Use your breath to harmonize now this connection, to really feel the part of you that is up at your soul system and the human part that is still on Earth. There is a tension, not a discomfort, but there is a pull, a magnetic pull between those two polarities. And it's a necessary pull. And that's why there's a part of you that stayed behind, waiting for you to remember. In your dreams, you've gone there. Sometimes in your meditations, if you were open and aware enough. And so now, there is also an overlighting consciousness that, just like the Sanat Kumara is the planetary logos for Earth, you too, where your home system is, have an overlighting consciousness. And that overlighting master consciousness is now stepping forward and is infusing a unique frequency of empowerment and love into you. And in turn, it flows from you all the way down through that energy connection to your physical body. Allow yourself to receive that. And fear, the encouragement and support from that master being that will continue to support you and even to some extent work with you and through you as you hold the gate open, as you hold the portal open through that energy connection, as you work on this energy connection through allowing yourself to revisit this place. A part of you was terribly afraid to go back there out of fear of feeling that loss again, and you had to leave it, feeling the sorrow again, being on Earth and not being home. But it's time. It's time that you remember. It's time that you feel where you're from, surrounded, some of you, by beautiful crystals in the most gorgeous colors. Some of you being surrounded by the most magnificent colors, plants, flowers. You bring this color to Earth. You bring that essence of harmony and love and wisdom to Earth. You hold the power of the Holy Trinity within you, as you've learned it, and you've earned it through hard work. And now, feel yourself parting again, but remember, a part of you will stay there. It is part of the polarity set up to support you. Not to keep you separate, but to support you. And so when you move down to your body along that energy cord, know that it is now deeply connected, that it's not going down with you and disconnect, but it is staying in place. And you simply move down along this energy cord back to your body, back to your physical form. And as you enter your body, I invite you to very much feel that connection now. Feel how your body is different now. Feel how some of your DNA has been awakened again to remember, to allow yourself the joy of being different, the joy of being wired differently, the joy of maybe even being called a geek or a stranger, because that's what you are, and that's the glory of who you are. You indeed are different. Don't open your eyes. Just be in this place of connection. And instead of feeling now your body as a hindrance, feel it as a beautiful temple that is your vessel to hold your galactic frequency on Earth at this time. And now, as you are feeling this connection, now that there's also a connection between you and Gaia, the Earth, of course, there's also a connection between you and the Sun of the solar system. There's certainly also a connection between you and the heart and of this galaxy. And you can allow yourself now with great comfort to feel all the connection, but knowing that you can never be separated from your home system, from your source system, from that place that helps you remember. So as you remember, you can shed the old and bring in the new. Now I want you to sit, and as you are also in a body that is a bridge to the Earth, acknowledge that you are also the conscious star portal, a conscious gate to these higher frequencies. And take a moment and send these frequencies out into your environment. In some areas where you live, there's tremendous fear, discomfort. Through families, through loss, through too much snow, through death, through hopelessness, despair, sickness. Send it out. Send out that unique ray that you are. Send out that unique blessing that you received. Connect with that beautiful galactic master that is the overlighting master of where you're from, and let that come through you and out. Out into your house, out into your environment, out into your workplace, out into your relationships. Bring that ray out in front of you as you walk every day, as you drive, as you move forward. Know that it's there to support you and to support you to remember who you are. For those in the Northern Hemisphere, it is extremely important during the winter times to observe the power of the Orion belt. There's great significance in looking at the Orion belt in the heavens. It teaches you about balance. It teaches you about the Holy Trinity. And it teaches you to be the Holy Trinity yourself in the midst of the darkness. You have that gift and power. You're here for a reason. And we, all the members of the Galactic Federation, are grateful for your willingness to be here on Earth at this time. I am Commander Ashtar, and I'm now handing it back over to Saint Germain, but please allow yourself to just keep your eyes closed and to stay in the frequency that you're in. And use your breathing to support it. And it is so. Greetings. I am Saint Germain. Mike, at this time, I think it would be nice for you to play for 5 minutes to let the energy settle within everyone after having gone through this journey and received all these unique attunements. Please go right ahead. Very beautiful. Thank you, Commander Esther. Mark, do we have anybody calling in at this time? Doesn't sound like it. Either that or Mark is still in
okay.
his cell system.
I'm back. I was actually screening a caller. Okay, so if you excuse me, if you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Are you all ready to go?
Go right ahead.
It's always a great honor working with you, Saint Germain. Thank you.
It's always a blessing to be with all of you.
Patricia, you're on the air.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance? Maybe we've lost her in her source system, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she is. Are you got us muted, Patricia?
That is okay.
All right, moving on. Christy, you're on the air.
Greetings,
hello.
Christy. How can I be of assistance, my dear?
First, I just want to say thank you for coming into the space and opening space for others and for the work that you do. I have deep gratitude for you.
It's my honor, and I have deep gratitude for the work you've been doing and for all the hearts you've touched. And all the openings you've created. So thank you.
Thank you. I receive you. Saint Germain, I would like to know what is the best way that I can come into higher alignment with my highest self and most divine manifestation of that which I am to become.
Truthfully, the main answer is patience.
Yes.
And you knew that already, my dear. It is not that you're not in contact with us. It is not that you're not feeling us. It is simply that you remember how it can be. And you're yearning that depth of connection. You're yearning that experience that only happens so often that you would like to have all the time. But also remember that you are in physical form. There's a couple of reasons why you can't be in that experience all the time. First of all, your body has to hold the higher frequencies of love and light. And your body has to, at the same time, be in the frequency of the earth frequency. Mm-hmm. And the earth frequency cannot, or is not ready for the high frequency you're yearning for to be in all the time.
Right.
And so if you would subject your body to this high frequency, you would short-circuit your body. You would hurt your body very badly. And you actually have attempted that already. You've attempted these high connections, and you've been then experiencing certain kind of side effects, and you have to step back. And that is the reason why you're frustrated, because you would like for your body to be able to hold these higher frequencies, and there's that battle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet your body is reminding you to be patient, to be kind to your human self, that it is not always about being in the higher realm, but it is equally important to find that love and that light that's in the earth realm too, to open your eyes to a different dimension within the earth essence too, and to be patient as humanity evolves, you can evolve further too. It is not that you're doing something wrong. It is not that you're failing. It is not that you're not ready for this. It is because of the agreement you've made as to why you're here on Earth at this time. You're not here on Earth to simply ascend. you're here on Earth to assist humanity as a whole to ascend to another consciousness level. That is the difference.
Uh-huh.
And even so, that might feel uncomfortable at times. In truth, you're doing an incredibly amazing job. And we want you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
Be patient. You too will be walking next to me again soon. Just not right now. Right now,
yeah.
You need it exactly where you are. But now that you are loved.
I just miss you. I miss you all so much.
I know you do. And many of you are. And especially in these times when there's such intensity and it feels so raw and uncomfortable to be in human form. We understand. We want to scoop you up and hold you. And yet, you are one of the strongest. You are a warrior of light and love. And you hold the Christ light so beautifully within you. Just remember that. Just remember that. And it is only an illusion, a very real one. But it's only an illusion that we are apart. I am right there with you always.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
I am Saint Germain, and it is so. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina, you're on the air.
Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, Angelina. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Of course, my dear.
I was just wondering if there's any most important message regarding making stable money and being able to earn money and support myself regarding just how I may best serve. I've been really confused about career and why I incarnated on Earth.
Oh, my dear, yes. Why are you incarnated on Earth with a name like Angelina? Why would you be here, little angel? To maybe spread love, to maybe spread light, to maybe spread hope? Yeah, no reason at all, my dear. No reason at all. It is not so different from Christy, who has an I'm Christ within her name, too. You're here because you're making a difference. And the reason why right now it seems a little difficult with money and with work and how to be of greater service is because you're going continuously through an inner transformation. And because you are so incredibly open and so sensitive and very psychically open, it is so uncomfortable for you on Earth. You certainly feel the rawness and the discomfort very much. And I know that you sometimes wonder if humanity will ever get the shift and change, that there's so much to happen. But it is important in all of this for you to bring yourself back to you. The most important lesson for you in all of this is to learn to the message of your human body that you so reject at times. But your human body is warning you when you need to pull back, when you need to go within, when you need to be okay to go within, because you judge yourself when you take care of yourself. You judge yourself when you take the time to go within. Because you live in a society that expects for you to do, and have answers and have solutions. And so for you, it is all about the relationship between your angelic self. And angelic self is a very galactic self. There's a lot of misinformation about the origin of angels. Angelic self, galactic self, and your human self. it is important for you to use your human form as a tool to support you, not as a way that limits you. And as you do that, then opportunities are going to come to you in ways that you can also support yourself and others better. So in all of this, and this is a message for everyone, because all of you have such a hard time with your human form, is to find ways to, first of all, accept your human form, but then also to recognize that your human body isn't just limitations, as you sometimes feel. It is a tool. It is also a part of you that is extremely helpful to support you in being of service, to support you to be who you choose to be. So learn to honor and listen your physical body, to your physical body more. And in, as you do this, as you find ways to refill and re-nurture your own self, then things can open up for you and you will have a whole new way of seeing your surrounding. You are giving so much of yourself that there's hardly anything left in you. And that's why you feel all the discomfort. That's why you feel all the doubt. And that's why you feel that there's no tomorrow and you want to simply leave. But in reality, as you shift your frequency towards not so much setting boundaries, but really focusing on just finding ways to nurture your own self, everything around you will change too. Does that make sense?
Saint Germain, she was dropped, and I know she's actually listening to the show now.
Good.
But she was having some problems with her phone line, so she's actually dropped. And wait a second, I think she just called back in. Is that you, Angelina?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
Did you hear the
Good.
Answer?
I'm sorry, it dropped out. The last thing I heard was you were mentioning being very open.
To shorten everything that I just said, the most important part for you is the relationship with your physical self. You need to learn to nurture yourself, to empower your human self, and to see it as a tool, not as a hindrance. It's a tool to learn when you've given too much of yourself, and that's when there's more doubt and more of a sense of hopelessness. And as you do that, as you go through that inner transformation of building a relationship with your human self, then the outer world is going to shift and change too. And then there will be more opportunities for you to then also receive income in a way that supports you. As you support yourself more on an energetic level, on a nurturing level, on a level that you tell the judge in your mind that you should be doing more and you should be having more answers, then as you quiet the judge, as you nurture yourself, the outer is going to change too.
Oh, that's so beautiful and perfect. Thank you so much, Saint Germain. I appreciate it.
Now that you're very much loved, my dear.
And much love, thank you.
Blessings to you.
All right, one last caller. Patricia, you're on.
Yes, I just wanted to ask if, because I'm kind of going through a lot of different things and whatnot, and I heard what you had said about that what we, you know, what we need to do and everything. So, will this be long? Will it take a long time for the trying to get through to the other side, or you know, like?
Yeah. I understand your desire to have this being over yesterday. We all want to support all of you to be in a place of love, joy, peace, and happiness at all times. The discomfort you're feeling, it is not so different from Angelina, and also Christy is part of that discomfort from battling your human self and also feeling so much from the outer. So as you find ways to nurture your own physical self again, to pull yourself back then a little bit more, and in this case, what Commander Ashta has shown all of you, to connect to your source system and bringing that ray down and connecting with that energy, you will find that it will become less uncomfortable, because then you're filling yourself up and that outer energy cannot be so aggressive in your energy field. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And now that, to all of you listening, that this too shall pass, but this is a very fragile time for the human consciousness, fragile as there are those who are afraid of love, who are afraid of light, who are afraid of empowerment, especially empowering of the Divine Feminine. And that is really what's coming back at this time. It is empowerment of the Divine Feminine. It is bringing the Divine Feminine back into balance with the Divine Masculine here on Earth. And the feminine aspect has been suppressed for so long. And there's a fear that's in the masculine side of everyone, that if the feminine, the intuitive side, the receiving side, the nurturer, if that is empowered, what is going to happen then to the masculine side? But it is together, it is in teamwork, it is in partnership that true healing and true unification, true transformation can take place. So there's this great shift within the human consciousness, but also deep fear and battle going on. And so it is for every one of you to just hold strong to that light within yourself and to send it out, because every single one of you makes a difference. With that, I would like to close the evening. Are there any other callers, Mark, or is this it?
No, that was it. I was wondering if I could ask one question before we close out.
Certainly, my friend. Go right ahead.
It seems to be that a lot of the guidance I've been getting lately that's been coming to me, both from yourself and from the other beings, is that everything as far as abundance in all forms would come from inside of myself instead of looking
Correct.
Outside of myself. And what I'm noticing as I'm embracing that is I'm noticing what feels like a flow. If we're talking about cash or wealth abundance, I'm seeing like a flow issue where it's like I see all the different things that are lining up that I'm getting guided to do, but the cash is not being there or the flow's not there. And I'm just wondering, if I am looking inside of myself, what is it that I'm missing that's not allowing this to really bloom and everything so that there is a good flow?
My friend, you're not missing anything. There are certain times where this flow slows down to redirect you, not so much because you need to be limited, but more so because you're trying to be too many places at the same time. Does that, in a way, money has become for many of you, and this is not just for you, a tool to redirect you, a great teaching tool to show you where you have not listened to your inner guidance in a way that you want to participate in something that's not absolutely necessary, or in a way that you are facing, you're facing certain fears on behalf of humanity that need to be revisited, to be transformed and transmuted. So remember what was said in the beginning, what happens to one affects all. So in your case, what you're going through is not simply because you're not loving yourself enough, but it is also because you have the ability to alchemically transform and transmute these fears of lack into the higher vibration of love and oneness. And in these times right now on Earth, there's a shift occurring from a money-based society to a society that works again together as a team that supports and exchanges and helps each other. And so you are simply living at a time in an area where there are a lot of lessons about poverty or about limitations in form of monetary funds to teach the collective that is still so afraid to open up to their divine connection, to open up to their trust and faith into the divine guidance that creates then, shall we say, a gap between the divine self and the human self. And because you've become so much more open and because you're so much more sensitive, you get pulled into this. But not only because you're more open and sensitive, but also because you continuously have a way to work yourself out of that back into the divine flow. And that is one of your gifts. That is one of the most important healing tools that the American country at this time needs. Does not make it more comfortable for you, I understand, but it is part of what you agreed to do here on Earth at this time.
So you had said earlier that, did you say that part of it could be because I'm not loving myself enough?
There will always be that moment when you experience the lack, where you can fall into a sense of unworthiness. And you have to look at that, and you have to battle that, and you have to re-merge yourself with the divine I Am presence and with your divine self. It is not you per se that is not loving yourself enough. It is you taking on part of the human karma of unworthiness that you then at that moment take on as your own and transform and transmute it. Does that make more sense?
Oh, yes, it definitely does. And I was kind of laughing for a second, thinking I'd love to see if I could transform what it would be like to be in the top 1% of the billionaires.
But now that you're more effective where you are right now, because that is where the masses are. Remember, it is about the masses. All of you already have gone through the ascension process. It is about getting the mass consciousness to shift on Earth.
Thank you, Saint Germain, as always.
You're very welcome. Blessings to all of you. Remember Commander Ashtar's words, look upon the Belt of Orion, look upon the stars, let it guide you, let it direct you. Know that our love is with all of you always. And when something happens in your own personal life that feels unbalanced, that makes you feel raw, sensitive, sad, uncomfortable, expand your consciousness now that it is not just about you. And when you watch the world news, you see that there's a lot more going on. It is no longer just you and humanity. You're part of humanity. You're part of this Earth consciousness. Your work is to be one of those guardians who assists in balancing the matrix around the Earth, affecting healing on a global level. That is why it's important that you keep connecting yourself with your source energy to support you and to support those around you. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is my honor to be with all of you always. And it is so. Amen.
amazing show as always.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, thank you, everyone, for being part of the show. And I know we are usually on every second Tuesday of the month, but next month I'm actually going to visit my family in Germany. So we've moved the radio show, I think, to March 24th. So just check out either my website or Mark's website or Radio Connections, no, spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and hope to reconnect with all of you then. Stay warm. For those of you who are in the north, I don't know how those people in Alaska and Canada are doing it. I really don't know. You know, it's bad enough in New Jersey. I don't know how the rest of the world up north is doing it. So love you guys all. Blessings to you. And until next time.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. You were awesome.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.